This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Everything is unfolding exactly as I said it would. Because I've been studying these people for a long time. And I want to let you know, folks, that they are establishing Maoist-style brigades across Europe and the United States that will be the general public in uniforms enforcing forced inoculation. They're going to use peer pressure to do it, and they're going to use a medical tyranny because they can claim that it's, quote, un-ideological. Now, this is exactly what I would do if I was going to be taking over like this. And we have all the documents. We know that they're the ones that are behind it. That's all coming out. We'll explain why. But first, here's the premiere of this report on Democrat governors calling for brown shirt armies.
Former President Bill Clinton recently spoke with governors from New York and California about the need for a national contact tracing corps.
We need tracing agents in the hundreds and hundreds of people, right? You take the test and then you trace back all the contacts. It's never been done on this scale before. This is an army of tracers. They're basically investigators. We will do that the best we can with the seven-state consortium. But it could have been done from the federal government on a much tighter, more efficient basis.
You know, I agree with you on this. This contact tracing is very important, and it could enable our entire country for the first time to have a real public health system, a real public health core. And I've thought about it in a lot of different ways. Could we make this a part of AmeriCorps and encourage people to come and do this work and earn some credits to go to college, for example? Is there some other way we could do it? But I know that my friend, whom you know well, Paul Farmer, is heading up a program for Massachusetts now to try to get a state contact tracing corps. Do you think maybe you could get the governors to ask the Congress to fund that as a part of all this money they're giving you? Or maybe it's legal now to spend some of the money, but we need a national corps of healthy people who are properly trained to go out and do this contact tracing. Bodies.
State health agencies are already hiring contact tracers nationwide. They're hiring inexperienced lay people who lost their jobs during the CCP virus shutdown.
Governor Baker invited us to be part of a consortium and to offer some of the insights and experience we've had in other countries in hiring and training a group, really a whole cadre of community health workers, or contact tracers, rather. I can't help but say community health workers. And they would be virtually trained. They are being virtually trained and deployed right now. What we would do with this is that this virtual group of contact tracers would contact anybody who has tested positive to learn about their recent activities, who they may have been in contact with. We had something like 7,000 people, 9,000 people apply within the first couple of days to be contact tracers so that we can actually use people who are out of place, out of work rather, who can be trained, even lay people, to do this work. It felt like a good thing for the economy also.
Well, one of the things that you have to be able to do is to track people who are positive. Should we have a contact tracer corps, even if we call it something more elegant? Should we really build the first public health network we've ever really built in this country around this issue?
I think the answer is absolutely yes. And that's just going to require an army of folks.
California and New York, under the guidance of the Clinton Foundation and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, are following the globalist script of the World Health Organization.
Now we need to go and look in families to find those people who may be sick and remove them and isolate them in a safe and dignified manner.
For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars can now offer high-quality, storable food again. Other manufacturers were sold out 8 weeks ago, and they told people they had food. Most folks never were delivered their food. Well, when our sponsors' food began to run short, they just suspended sales till they opened more factories and secured more food. So to get your orders in right now, they can take new orders and get it to you quickly. They'll probably have to suspend orders very, very soon again because the lockdown of the economy is killing food distribution, farming, you name it, and now it's mainstream news that food shortages and delivery are already starting to happen. If Trump could turn the economy back on and wrest control of our system away from the globalists, things may be okay, but it looks like it's going to get very, very rough. So again, ladies and gentlemen, now is the time to secure the number one thing you need, high-quality, affordable food, ready to get to you and your family now. If you get your orders in, InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
We're now inside the New World Order. We're now inside the kill grid cage. If you comply, if you go along with the slowly tightening boa constrictor that's wrapped around you, you will be bankrupted, you will be poor, you will be sick, you will be slowly killed. This is not a science fiction nightmare dystopia. This is reality. When I read, none dare call it conspiracy, it was written the year I was born, 1974, and I went and looked up at the library, the articles that it quoted, with David Rockefeller praising communism and Mao Zedong and saying that he was going to bring communism to America, I was blown away. In the old days before the internet had any functionality, 1991, 92, 93, I'd have high school friends like Shane Steiner come over to the house sometimes and he'd say, why do you have all these news clippings and books and stuff, you know, let's go have a barbecue and out by the lake and get some girls out there, which we did. But I was like, listen, these are the people that run the country, and they say they're going to overthrow things slowly and destroy the family and do this. We've got to fight this. So that's the only reason I'm on air today, is that I was big into reading history books, and I happened to read some that claims of Zbigniew Brzezinski did all these horrible things, the National Security Advisor under Jimmy Carter. And I actually went and I actually looked it up. And I found out it was all true. Because I went and read his books. So I was thinking about this morning. I want to wake up about 4 a.m. to go back to sleep. I sit there and I talk to generals on the phone, and I talk to high-powered lawyers on the phone, and I talk to the president on the phone, and all these people, and I'm telling them this stuff, and they're like, you're kidding. And I'm like, no. The nope Bell Prize winner for discovering HIV says it's a man-made virus. I mean, did you hear what I just said? That one fact can stop all this hysteria, the total shutdown, the end of our world as we know it. You see what's behind me from the movie 1964, Dr. Strangelove, Stanley Kubrick's masterpiece? I believe more important than 2001 Space Odyssey, because it was put in the form of a dark comedy because people couldn't handle the super serious topic if it wasn't. The greatest film ever made. And you see those dots coming in over Russia. Those are the B-52 bombers that are going to drop hydrogen bombs on it. And then the Russians are going to detonate their doomsday bomb, which is a metaphor for nuclear war. Though those weapons do exist, the Air Force admits they have antimatter weapons that would destroy the entire solar system. Yeah, that's where we're at. And so those lines are coming in to bomb those cities. You bomb them, they bomb us, we die. Now imagine if one of those Russian cities got nuked and 1 million people, 5 million people died. That would be a huge war crime. It'd be a terrible thing if General Jack T. Ripper had his way and got away with it. But this isn't hydrogen bombs that are being dropped. This is cutting off the infrastructure for us here in the first world, bringing us to third world status, and bringing the third world to starvation, mass collapse, death status. So these planes coming in to drop hydrogen bombs are already over the targets, and they're already killing hundreds of thousands of people a week are now starving to death, according to the UN themselves. And by the way, those numbers are accurate. But notice, it's the UN launching this, cutting off the economy, directing it, our new boss, the WHO, the gold standard. But on the other hand, they've got David Beasley, a well-spoken American, who probably is a good person, going, please help us, we need hundreds of millions of dollars donated right now, everybody's dying. So they create the problem, and then they have the solution. Now I'm going to show you clips of him talking about that. Now, I'm here with the biggest news. There's more news today than every day before for 26 years I've covered. We've now reached that quickening point where the news here is more news and more information than I covered in the last 26 years. It's all, and it's going to get double tomorrow. It's just going to get crazier and crazier. And all of a sudden you'll be like, what are all these combat robots here, you know, doing? Well, they're here to protect you. But if you got a line, they're going to kill you. But first, they have business with your parts. The Central Committee does. You see, this is a scientific dictatorship. Communism is just the low-level term they give it, but it's something a little different. And I've studied this cat, this animal, because I'm a vestigial throwback, which is actually a jump forward, just like you are, to an idea of empowering humanity and raising it up and betting that it would produce more success and more beauty and more power for humanity. And it does. But it also produces decadence because people don't respect it. And so we're now about to lose all of it. Now, I wondered why there were New York Times articles and 60 Minute specials that I was so busy I didn't even watch. I just didn't transfer. Attacking yours truly. And it was people like the High Priestess Lady and Fiona Hill saying, hey, you need to stop. Let's meet. Let's be friends. Because in political D.C. inside stuff, that means, you know, stop. Well, you're not stopping. But see, that was only the open door for a meeting with those individuals with the other folks. But see, I'm so busy, I just totally ignore the calls. I've already been up to the D.C. law firms when, you know, one of the top billionaires is trying to get me to join the club. And they're just like, hey, you're not taking our calls. We're going to kill you or indict you. And I'm like, fire weapons. I mean, I'm not a pissing contest. I can't join Satan and killing my own species. And so they've got the SWAT teams ready, folks. They've got the drones overhead. They've got the FBI agents right outside. They got it all ready. because the bosses are saying Jones ain't taking our deal. So I'm saying, pull the trigger, man. Let's get it going. Because you and your families are all going to be destroyed by the people you work for. And I cannot join in with you. It's not a pissing contest. It's not that I'm this crazy guy with all this machismo and I've just got so much courage. I don't have courage. I'm scared of God, man. You think I could, like, live a few more years, watch everybody die of vaccines that are tainted, and watch this giant medical experiment? Because I'm part of the elite, and I sit up at my big mountain house with my jet copter, and we had to kill everybody to save the Earth. It was hard, but I did it because I'm good, and I made the hard decisions. I'm a social Darwinist, and I just knew that it's sad to personalize these people, but, you know, we had to kill them. So just know that what I'm telling you here on air, I'm willing to die for and probably will because of it, but that's okay, because the only way out of this is fighting. This is not an exercise in courage, it's an exercise in survival for the species. If I survive another 20 years groveling to these people, that's a living death. But if I die and the species makes it to the next level, then it's total success. Our entire species history is now bet on this moment now. We cannot give up on what we were and who we will be.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention, gardeners. If you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids. 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
You know, people say to me, they say, Alex, we see you demonized on 60 Minutes and on CNN every day, every week. How are you handling it? And the reason I bring this point up is we have to change the way we think. I'm handling things fine. I'm built for this. But I have such sorrow for humanity and our children. It's not InfoWars that's dying. It's not InfoWars that's possibly in its last days. It's America. This is the real world, ladies and gentlemen. This is what we've turned into. This is what we have become. And a bunch of weak followers summon and conjure wolves. But a wolf is out eating sheep. A wolf is out eating deer. It's mean to call these people wolves, because wolves don't deserve that. So it really is just something people have to go through, don't they? It's why there's cycles. Until you value freedom again. I know this audience values it because your background, your history, what you experienced, your spiritual connections. But here in the end game, the very worst things in human history are about to all be magnified all at once. And people who are in denial by the end of it are just going to be committing suicide en masse. And there'll be robots pulling up to your door with a little, you know, government prescription to, good, you're ending it for the planet. You have cut the load on the carbon. Because they're taking the infrastructure out. And they're teaching everyone that only certain people are essential. And that idea is beyond the Nazis. Everything being done is a cold-blooded scientific dictatorship. Every bit of it planned in white papers and in battle drills by the big corporate global world. And when you watch Bill Gates getting all these awards for eugenics and depopulation at these events, we'll play a few clips of it in a moment. They always say, well, government wouldn't do its job, so Bill Gates stepped up. That means the big money behind Bill Gates, the robber barons, stepped up. And they used the free market, the monopoly capitalism to buy up all the infrastructure. So now they're in control. And they're going to hurt you really bad. Now, the instinctive thing at a very primitive level is to get violent. against the cop down the street that's just as dumb as the average person that doesn't know what's going on? This is ignorant? No. That's not the state. This isn't even the state. This is a cult, a power cult that infests corporations, private lives, governments, institutions. They're mad scientists, and they're the scientists, and they've got their act together. They're organized, and they believe that it's survival of the fittest, social Darwinism, better learn these terms quick. And it's their duty to be strong and to carry this out. And they're very sad that they have to do it. But that if they can force their will on you, that that's their divine right. And because you buckled, you deserve it. I've been around some of these people. And again, I've had them try to get me to join them. And there's a coldness and an emptiness and just a feeling of depression and failure around them that I don't feel anywhere else. When I'm ready to die for humanity, when I don't have fear, and when I'm standing up, man, I feel so good, and things are so beautiful, and I can literally just see through things. But even being near these people, I feel spiritual death, because God, like oxygen, is being sucked out of the room. And like, you want to join these people? Feel this. It's the worst torture you can imagine, because you start feeling the betrayal of all the innocents and all the children and all the destroyed cultures and civilizations and all the dreams. It's not a dream catcher, it's a dream destroyer. And you're like, how would anyone serve this? So this is the end of everything. They're never going to open up again. They're never going to, things are never going back to normal until you just say no. I started the show and I said, I've never had this much news to cover it, because the problem just gets worse and worse by the day, because you can't just mention one of these articles and not go into it, because it becomes a lie if you don't analyze it. You're just putting out the emblematic statement instead of like drilling down to the core of it. I could talk for 10 hours conservatively on the one statement of Trump to take action against China and WHO over COVID-19. That is a incredibly positive thing, but it means so much and is so dangerous. That's one story in the stack. Look at this is probably 300 articles. And so if I am crazy, it's that I probably scanned over half of these today and read a bunch of them. I mean, I just sit here studying it, and then by the time I get on air, I'm like overprepared. Because one of these stories is earth-shaking. A U.S. president is saying China and the WHO will pay. Makes me so proud to support Trump at that moment. And then I spent 30 minutes today checking into this. 30 minutes for me is a lot of time. I probably spent, what's this, man? This is a nightmare right here. But then I understand what Trump's doing. Trump's Operation Warp Speed aims to rush coronavirus vaccine. You know, they've been whetting our appetite, saying, oh, 2 years, 3 years, oh, maybe a year and a half. You're like, oh, you can't get this. This is too explosive. And I mean, obviously, I'm like, no, they're going to have the vaccine this year, folks. They're going to have it by the fall. Bill and Melinda Gates have the coronavirus coming here, patented, and they've got it ready to put in the solution. They've got the vaccine. And here it is right here. Bill and Melinda Gates run the whole thing. I mean, you know the next piece of it, because I already know the whole backstory. So that's another big story. Then mainstream news comes out and says, okay, Fauci helped weaponize viruses at the Wuhan lab. Now, of course, you heard that 11 weeks ago with Dr. Boyle on the show. But why is that coming out and being said now? And that's just the tip of the iceberg, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the truth. Everybody that thinks bending over gets you ahead is about to find out it gets you destroyed. The time for appeasement is over. The time for action.
The America that we've known and loved, the America that was the land of the free, home of the brave, is dying right now. And everything our enemies are doing is about domesticating us, shutting us down, and making us dependent on them. The food shortages have begun. The depression is going to be long and very, very serious. In fact, it's probably too late now to even turn back. Trump tried to stop it, but the mainstream media working with the Chi-Coms blocked it. That's why you and myself, everybody else, has to get prepared now. Do not wait. It's not about the virus. It's about the economic chaos that's going to be unleashed in the next 6 months to a year. Get your high-quality, storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. They're available again, but for a limited time. The food supply is running out. There are major shortages. This is a globalist siege, a globalist lockdown, globalist terrorism. But we, the people, the patriots, have to be prepared. We've already been proven right about prepping so far. We'll get ready to be really proven right. Get your storable foods now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
As a child, I saw amazing things happen because I didn't realize what was going on. The enemy knew what we were going to do and did a lot of hard terrible things to me to stop us from being at this point. And that's not something special. It's incredibly special. And I know a lot of you have experienced as well. Can you imagine the spiritual war that goes on to get women to kill their sons and daughters? The incredible people we've lost in God's plan. Now we've been taught to devalue human life. I've noticed how God works in mysterious ways. You know, billions of people have been aborted. And so billions of us are going to die. And we deserve it. But Bill Gates and the New World Order are not the righteous executioners of God's wrath. They are the midwives of this satanic system that progenerated everything we've already witnessed. So earlier you heard me list a few of the articles. There's like 10 more gigantic stories after that. Each one bone shaking. National brigades coming to forcibly inoculate you and your family, reporting and tracking with dogs that, quote, smell COVID. Oh, but it's not political. It's for everyone's safety, but it's the Democrats and the WHO with all their fake models and all their lies and Fauci running the lab. I mean, you just think Francis Boyle just came on here and said, oh, Fauci gave him this system. He didn't just get that out of the news. He got that from his sources. And he risked his life to tell you that. And I'm not just putting that out there like, oh, we're heroes or something. I'm trying to explain, like, this isn't a game, ladies and gentlemen. We're not playing a game of volleyball here or tiddlywinks. This is life and death for the whole future of everything. So everybody out there that keeps wanting to kiss the ass of evil, thinking you're going to get ahead, you're about to get hurt really bad. It's not from me. By the way, I'm a nonviolent guy offensively. I don't want violence against Bill Gates or any of these people. They got God to deal with. I just want all of you that have Stockholm Syndrome, not a regular audience, but the general public that tunes in to the show, because we're verboten and we're still on the air. This morning I got up at like 5 a.m., had coffee, went out to the local Greenbelt, hiked a few miles, hiking back, the sun's coming up, and I run into people where there'd be like 15-foot wide paths, and they'd be running with masks on. And they like get all scared and like this little virtue signal dance. And I'm like, why are you out here? But that's the wicked flee would not pursue, because their whole lives groveling, going along, got them ahead. But that was all the training. It's like having a cow. And you know, my grandfather probably usually only had 100 cows or so. He didn't like to run too many on the ranch. He just got the tax exemption with that. But, I mean, these things would come up, and he'd feed them range cubes and pet them and everything else. And then I remember being like 5 years old, and they said, well, we're going to butcher one of these yearling calves. You know, it's not a little calf. It's big, but it's not veal, but it tastes as good as veal. It's about a third the size a regular cow gets up to, and we're not happy about this, and we like this cow, but we're going to shoot it in the head. Let's go to the barn. Get some range cubes. Yeah, we like him, but these are the animals we do here. Here's a 22, and he's not going to feel anything, but we're just going to shoot him in the head. Now we're going to tie him up with chains, cut him up, and that next day, they said, here's Sam, and I was eating this T-bone. And that was just normal farming. It wasn't a mean thing. I was being taught how to process something. I remember that cow had little, it's a Hereford, had little white curls, little red face, little sweet little thing, little 22 rifle right to the head. And why do I tell that story? Because that's how the globalists treat you, and that's how they see you. They're just killing an animal. They're just rendering you down, and because you don't stand up and you don't say no, they think they're allowed to. And psychology is not God, but a lot of it's true because it just names activities and behaviors that are already known and already accepted, and so they just index it and then create a language around it. Like could you say English language is reality? No, it's a way of describing things. Or is Arabic the only God's language? No, it's just a way of describing it. Or is German, or is Russian, or is Japanese? It's just a system of seeing things. So when you hear about Stockholm Syndrome developed in Sweden, where they found that kidnapped prisoners, particularly women, who are grabbed by people that hold them for a year in captivity, rape them, torture them, the women start defending the captors. Because if they were there every day hating this person that's raping them and hating this person that's beating them, they would go crazy because they don't have a way out. They can't fight their way out. So the mind has a switch it throws where it starts defending the abuse. And that's what this is. It's mass Stockholm Syndrome. And those of us that submit to the Stockholm Syndrome empower these people that are under it. Because the average person's deep down is scared by the lockdown and the dystopian nature. So they want to just believe that, hey, it'll all be over and we're just nice. But you notice Governor Newsom just said, he's the leader of this thing at this level under the Clinton Foundation. He just said, sorry, the beaches are all closed. This is going to go for years. We're going to have people come to your house to make sure you've got your vaccines and to make sure you're allowed to go out. And we're going to come after you. And every few months, it'll be on the billboards. It'll be on your text alerts. Wear your mask. Wear your mask. And if you don't, they're going to have a group of people break your ribs. See, they've decided the Maoist model that worked in China. You think it was easy? Back when there were 600 million Chinese, to make them all leave their farms and go to collectivist farms and starve to death. No, they fought. But they learned to get the youth, you see, and go, oh, your parents don't know. And first Mao's like, oh, send your youth. We'll train them on how to have electricity and how to have water and how to shoot guns. And then the Chinese were like, oh, yes. They're like, yeah, we're after the Japanese hurt us really bad, we're rebuilding. And the Chinese were like, oh, here, let me send my kids. And their kids came back all arrogant. And they would get rewards for ratting out their parents and grandparents. And that's who because if you'll do that to your mother and your father and your grandparents, they would get promoted to the party because they were psychotics. It was just a few percent. But like, if you'll report your mom and dad, if you'll sell your people out, they were all being tested. Now, the Nazis the SS would have them raise a German Shepherd or a puppy for a couple years when they were in the Hitler Youth. And then they had to strangle that dog to prove they follow orders. Well, forget that. You have to kill your parents to join the Communist Party of China. Xi Jinping's father was destroyed by them. And he said, screw my father. I love the Communist Party of China. He betrayed his father who fought them. And so now he is the leader because he betrayed his family. I'm not going to betray my family. And my family's you, the people of the world, no matter what color you are, where you came from. If you want a future and you love other people, then I'm your brother and I'm your sister and I'm your son and I'm your daughter and I'm your grandparents and you're my grandparents. And we're together. And I will be tortured to death and die, no matter how bad it is, before I betray any of you. And I swear eternal allegiance with Jesus Christ and you. These people think there isn't a God. They think they're God. But they will be destroyed. Their time of destruction is close. They believe that they've set up the plan to destroy us. It is the plan that will destroy them forever.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Reality. 2 + 2 = 4. It's a very simple act of addition. Bill Gates says 1 in 10,000 have a bad reaction to his fictional vaccine. If you go look up even the CDC's own reports, a new vaccine is getting reports of 1 in 100 or so. An experimental vaccine, even more dangerous. So they've set the precedent to give people things that cause death and massive health problems, autoimmune disorders, lowering of the immune system. This is all confirmed. And why did Bill Gates come out
in all these interviews and say, oh, actually, we need liability protection for this new vaccine because 700,000 people are going to get sick and die. I'll play the clip in a moment. Some will get sick, some will die. It's a side effect death. Now, you try to put on Facebook an insert of a flu vaccine saying it can kill you, that it's got fetal tissue in it, they'll ban your ass. Just like medical doctors coming out and saying almost no one's sick, this is a giant hoax, your ass is banned. Because that's how free speech works. When you don't support the dumbass KKK speech, your speech is gone the next year, which it is now. Oh, it's a private company. Now they're saying they're listening to your phone calls and they're all digital. They're going to block those. This is a total takeover in live time, spying on you. When they're watching what you say in live time, that's surveillance. So let me do my best here. Let's do this math. Bill Gates says that, oh, yeah, 700,000 people, when we give everybody this vaccine, are going to get sick or have problems. Deaths are problems for some of them. We're never talking again. Or you're 30 years old, your parents are changing your diapers. That's a problem. Weighs down everything. Oh, but don't worry. They're going to pass laws. You can kill that autistic son. It is the son, isn't it? Just like Pharaoh said, you're going to give me your firstborn. Some girls in the genetic studies get past the information. Those turn out to be queens. But men in the first generation are passed on the genetic memory. And that's what they're trying to stop, is that genetic memory. Men are given genetic memory so they can expend themselves in defense of the species. It's what men are supposed to do. Men are expendable. But now men think playing golf and acting tough is what a man is supposed to do, and so they don't stand up, and so they wonder why the women now worship at the feet of the beast. And the women, the news is like, they're the ones that accept it, and they understand how good it is. They virtue signal, and they feel good as 100+ million people starve to death. It was 2 million, they said, and they went, oh, actually, it's 33 million. Oh, it's 100 million. Because no one even put the logic together. Wait, you're the ones behind it, but now you're the ones telling us about it. Oh, their models of COVID were 20, 30, 40 times higher than they should have been. That was all fraud. And, of course, they had the vaccine already ready. We already told you that. People go, well, actually, they patented the virus, Alex. The vaccine isn't ready. It's like saying, I have the bullets and I have the gun, but the bullets aren't in the gun yet. It's all childlike crap. The whole thing has been massively planned on record. And they are admitting it's to, quote, lower the carbon footprint and save the earth. This whole thing is a convince humans to starve to death and kill themselves and take sterilants. And I understand for people that have Stockholm syndrome who are scared. You just think, this is too scary. This is too scary. I'll do whatever I'm told. You don't get out of this acting like that. I mean, I'm tough, but I don't like the stuff out of they've got in store for me. But you know what? I'm ready. I actually kind of look forward to it, because that's what it takes to defeat these people, is total commitment. And I want our species going on forever. I want those victories. I want to defeat these people. And I am so honored to be here. But you need to have that attitude. Not like sacrificing is something tough or something you gave up. Or, oh, Alex, thank you for what you do. Thank me for what I do? Fighting a bunch of satanic devil worshipers? How the hell am I supposed to give up or join them? Can't do it. Can't sell out. Can't betray. Can't back down. Default war. How do you think we got here? Who do you think you are? What the hell? This ain't some heroic action. Sucking air into my lungs isn't some heroic action. It's because I'm alive till the day I die and my soul's eternal.
and I will not be damned to hell. I will get away from these people. My one desire is to not be around devil worshipers and New World Order people. But we're a planet, and they're in control of it. But here's the pretty part about it. God's in control of the universe. And that's what I get, is to be away from them and to be with all the other people that are good. Can you imagine how good that's going to be? I'm going to be with my grandparents and all those before them. I'm going to get to know them at a level way above human understanding and be able to interface with them. That is what this is all about, ladies and gentlemen, is the next level. And that's why you cannot bow in fear to the Satanists. They are pathetic. All right, I'm going to stop right there. I've got to cover all this news. You know, I started this hour and I told you that I was going to sit there and talk about 2 plus 2 equals 4. But what is 2 plus 2 equals 4? You got Bill Gates saying, yeah, this is going to hurt and kill a bunch of people. And then you've got his surrogates for the Clinton Foundation saying, we've got organizations and armies that are going to come out and track you and with dogs that smell you. I mean, you couldn't make this up. So I got something that's going to hurt you. And I got the general public given police power coming to make you do it. Full reports at Newswars.com. Army of medical brown shirts being created on a national level. So here's the clip of Gates. Then we'll play the clip of Obama that's a few years old, but now it all makes sense. Here's Gates.
The efficacy of vaccines in older people is always a huge challenge. You know, it turns out the flu vaccine isn't that effective in elderly people. We clearly need a vaccine that works in the upper age range because they're most at risk of that. And doing that so that you amp it up so it works in older people and yet you don't have side effects. You know, if we have, you know, 1 in 10,000 side effects, that's, you know, way more, 700,000 you know, people who will suffer from that. And that actual decision of, okay, let's go and give this vaccine to the entire world, governments will have to be involved because there will be some risk and indemnification needed.
And then you read the president's report that Fauci put out saying, oh, there is in Trump's plan, they're going to accelerate the vaccine. They say that's dangerous, but it's okay. It's even more dangerous. They're even telling you this is going to hurt some people. So they're going to get us used to, you get to go outside, but some of you are going to die when you take it. Well, that's a good price to pay. See, they can't hide the death anymore. They can't hide it and just, so it's like, oh, no, it's like human sacrifice. No, no, some of you must die so that all of us live, even though it causes tens of millions to starve to death. And you're like, well, that doesn't even make sense. Not even a million dead worldwide on your own fake numbers, but millions and millions are dying. Tens of millions are dying. It's like, shut up. That's inaccurate information. You're banned off the internet. What a dystopic orgy. So here's the 2 plus 2 equals 4. He admits it's going to hurt some of you. He's going to make you take it. And who's going to make you take it? Well, here's their army.
Continue to rely only on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives that we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
And it's Blue City, Blue State run, recruited out of Democrats who now have medical power over your life. Oh, and COVID eats your testicles, and the vaccine is going to eat your testicles.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life.
From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.